This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome, my friends. Everybody, quickly, Doc, it's Chuck Norris. Oh, yes, Chuck Norris, we start tonight's show with. I wish we get Chuck Norris on. Admire the guy greatly, and he's standing up to defend his wife. Unfortunately, his wife was assaulted by modern medicine. We've talked about his story with the MRI contrasting image, the contrasting liquid, so to speak, called gadolinium. And it's just an absolute disaster for his wife, and he's now doing battle-filed suit. We're going to get to that in a moment. Just want to give you a heads up where we're going tonight, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, as we do each and every hump day, middle of the week. And special guest tonight, Tim Ray, who was on his show yesterday in Atlanta. He's joining us from United Intentions Foundation, along with Kelly Gallagher from the Doctors Who Rock. She was also one of the co-producers of Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe. We got a lot to do here. And, you know, how much better can it be than to start the show with a little bit of Chuck Norris? Although it's kind of a sad story because, again, he had to fight very hard for his wife's life, you know, after all of these contrasting imagery. What do you call it? Liquid. I want to say liquid. It's contrasting...
Agent.
Agent. Thank you. Agent will do. But the idea that you can read an MRI without it, I mean, that's known. Why did they foist this imagery agent on his wife? Not once, but twice, but maybe was it three or four times that they put this gadolinium in her? And it wrecked, absolutely wrecked her health. And you got Chuck Norris as a husband. You know, Chuck's going to let no stone be unturned to find out what the hell happened. And then if he finds out what happened, he's like, I'm coming after you, right? And so I don't think you want to be the scientist who opposes Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris says gadolinium harmed his wife. Are you really going to be the scientist, doctor, that says, no, Chuck, you're wrong. It wasn't gadolinium. Because, you could be up for exactly. Yeah, ow. not a good scene. But apparently there are some scientists, or is a scientist, claiming that gadolinium couldn't do or it doesn't do what he claims it did to his wife. So it's a contrast dye, D-Y-E. Dye was the word I was looking for. So his wife, he says, has been incredibly ill since this has happened. Bouts of pain, fatigue, weakness, burning sensations, etc. Now, is he saying that it's harmed her brain, or is he concerned that it may have harmed her brain as well?
Well, okay, if you recall, we first covered this story back on November 7th, and this was when the news came out that he filed the lawsuit. So what happened was she had this MRI, they put it in her, and she ended up getting these really bad symptoms. Now, her symptoms have improved somewhat, mm-hmm. but hasn't returned to normal. She's periodically suffering from cramps in her hands, and it feels like a hot poker's going up her spine. So they're not saying that she had brain damage, but she still is suffering from the symptoms that happened after she was given this treatment. So, that initially he's suing because of the damage that was done and it continues to be going on, but she's not suffering from, as far as I can read anyway, that she's not suffering from some kind of brain damage or cognitive impairment, but there's other physical symptoms that she's suffering.
Yeah. Now, in September, the U.S. FDA, I don't know if this was in response to Chuck Norris, but they would be smart if they did respond to him. They called for a warning label of some kind, a warning to be added to the agent's labels. The warning specifies that trace amounts of gadolinium may be retained in various organs, including the skin, bone, and brain. Now, lately, we've been hearing a lot about heavy metals in the brain. We've been talking about mercury for many, many years, and aluminum as well, and most recently with Christopher Exley's excellent work revealed that the aluminum was accumulating all over the brain in children who had autism. These were the brains that they dissected post-mortem. And, this is a serious smoking gun. Aluminum, heavy metal, silver, well, it's also a metal. Gadolinium, also a metal. Now, I bring these three up just right now, including mercury, and say, okay, yes, they are all metals. Yes, they are all considered in a heavy metal family. But I have to take each metal in and of itself and the form and the content, the quantity, etc., to be, to have scientific integrity. Let's call it that. I don't want that to be an oxymoron. If you're talking about metal toxicology, you can't just broad brush everything and say it's all toxic. You have to find out, at what levels is it toxic? At what pathway into the body is it toxic, right? Is it sequestered in the gastrointestinal tract, for instance, if you ingest it, versus how this was given, this contrasting agent? Was it done orally? Was it done intravenously, right? These are all legitimate questions. But they acknowledge that it does accumulate in the brain. Now, what does it do? And the scientist in this case is saying, well, really, there's not a lot of evidence to show that it's harmful to the brain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess that's just supposed to be good enough, right?
That's just good enough, right? After they dismissed the mercury, they dismissed the aluminum. Why not dismiss gadolinium in this case?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Look, I understand, and I struggle with stories and situations like this because, on the one hand, I will be the first to admit I'm not a scientist, so I don't have all of the training, the knowledge of the heavy metals and the elements and the studies that have been done and yada yada whatever.
Right.
But here's the thing. If I remember correctly, when we were talking about this before in the story, when they put this contrasting dye into people, they also attach a chelating agent, which is supposed to make it all leave the body. So obviously it's not something you want to have stay there. It's obvious you want to get it out, okay, because it wouldn't be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no way to prove, okay, beyond a shadow of a doubt at this point, a real cause and effect. She got the contrasting agent, then she came down with these symptoms. Now, you can look at the situation, you can go, she didn't have these symptoms before.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got it. Now she has the symptoms. So you can look at that and you go, well, there's definitely a correlation there, but maybe not a cause and effect. All right, fine. But gadolinium, and this is, I think, the $64 million question, Robert, and I don't have the answer to this, but is gadolinium a toxic heavy metal that would cause these problems? And the reason why that needs to be answered.
Yes.
Is because, as we were talking about before the show, as I'm sitting here trying to use my layman logic here, the brain is not a dumpster, okay? Heavy metals don't belong in the brain. And the brain is obviously a very important, very sensitive part of the body. And so if you start putting heavy metals in there, we've seen what happens when you have mercury in there. Yeah. We've seen what happens when you have aluminum in there, as we just talked about recently. Mm-hmm. So it just makes one wonder, if you've got gadolinium in the brain, that can't be a good thing. You would think there's going to be some kind of negative effect there. So if they've got this agent and they say, yep, we have discovered that traces of it do end up in the brain, but don't worry about it, everything's okay.
Right.
We got to ask the questions, and there needs to be real research that's done on this.
Well, and there has been some. This PhD guy says, well, we're not aware of any harms that these agents might be retained in the brain, yet they're finding it in the brain.
This is weak.
but is weak, and he acknowledges, though, he says the latest study doesn't rule out the possibility. They got to stay noncommittal. Now, maybe this is a doctor that hired by the lawyer in defense of whoever Chuck Norris is suing, and then, of course, they have to say these things, or else they come out and admit guilt and pay it off.
This is the part that really kind of throws me off when I'm reading, because there was another article. I tried to read as much about the study with my cognitive abilities intact, I think, mm-hmm. on trying to decipher all of this stuff. And what the study shows is it does not affect does not cause cognitive impairment. But if you look at the side effects, at the symptoms that Chuck Norris's wife is having, it has nothing to do with cognitive impairment.
No, he's not claiming it. That's right.
No. So it's like this study, okay, that's great that it doesn't show cognitive impairment, but that's not what we're looking at. The symptoms she's having appear to be neurologic in nature. But it's not cognitive impairment that she's dealing with. She's dealing with all kinds
of neurological impact. So just as a reminder, the gadolinium-based agents are supposed to brighten these MRI scans to make it easier to read, especially for accuracy with cancer, heart conditions, and liver disease. Although I would argue that gadolinium is not going to be good for the liver nor the kidneys as well. And if you impact liver and kidney health, you can indirectly yet directly impact every area of function within the body, including the brain and the nervous system. So Chuck Norris, of course, looking out for his wife now. Folks, don't take lightly when they say that they need contrasting agents being used in your body. You also want to consider how do you prevent this from happening besides not getting it. You've got to increase selenium levels. We've talked about that. We will talk about that till you get nauseous because I said it so many times. 100% whole food selenium. You've got to pump that up in your system because it is your key mineral to protect your brain, your nervous system, every cell in the body, and to help produce glutathione and metallothionines to bind and escort these metals safely out of the body. However unusual the influx is when gadolinium is introduced for an MRI scan. And they should be able to read it without that. So the question is, if you have to get an MRI scan for any reason, you perceive that you need it, really drill down heavy on the doc or the person who will read it and say, is it definitively necessary? Is this a life or death mat, right? These are the questions you need to ask. Push back on them. Don't let them do what they did to Chuck Norris's wife, or else, of course, problems might ensue. Exactly. All right, folks, we got a lot to do today on the show. We got an update on a doctor up in New Hampshire who was supposedly voluntarily giving up her license. Will she get it back? Can she get it back? She's old school. She's old school. I mean, seriously old school. She doesn't want to work computer electronic medicine. Let's find out what happened to her. We've got Tim Ray from the United Intentions Foundation, Kelly Gallagher. We also have Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box together. And boy, do we have some important stories, including the hashtag VaxInjuryMeToo.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now, everybody wants this doctor to be a doctor, but no, the medical board said, no, 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 you can't do it. This sweet little old lady, I don't know if that's politically incorrect to say so, Anna Konopka, we talked about her story, I don't know, was it a month ago or more? It's hard for me to remember, once we do these things, how far in the past they get, how fast they get there.
But I would guesstimate about a month ago.
It's not that old of a story. Out of New London, New Hampshire, she's originally from Poland. She's 84 years of age. She's like same age of mom. Mom's going to be 84 in January. My mom, and she's a physician, a medical doctor. She charges what, $50 to see her? Her patients come pay her cash. $50
a visit. Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened to her? Did she? Did she harm somebody? Did anybody get hurt on her watch? Was there a complaint to the medical board by someone injured?
There was an initial complaint that was filed. I don't believe it was by a patient, but it was by some other overseeing, government agency or something like that.
Yeah, bureaucrats.
Calling into question her, I think something about how she prescribed something to somebody.
That actually helped.
Ultimately, the issue that they've got with her is that she does not keep her records on a computer.
Yeah.
Now, and she doesn't comply with the computer, insurance.
Electronic records.
Thing, insurance, yeah.
Right? Because she's just like cash, just bring me a little bit of cash. Folks, I want you to think back to the medical school curricula. Now, I know most of you haven't gone through medical school, although it's better off that you didn't because you have less to unlearn. But since the Fletcher Report of 1910, even as bad as it was back then, it's much worse in 2010 in the era of Obamacare. And the thing is, you go through medical school, you think, well, I'm going to learn, you know, physiology, you know, biology, chemistry, biochemistry. Of course, they have to learn a lot about pathology and pharmacology, unfortunately, much too much on that. But where is it that it was like, all right, now we got to put you through computers. You've got to learn how to use computers to record everything that you do and say and see and whatever and prescribe. Like, that's what makes you a doctor now? And if you don't do that, if you don't use a computer in the care of your patients, you're unqualified, you're disqualified? Think about that. I mean, it's bad enough that modern medicine is all about poisoning people. But this woman, you know, as an old school doctor, has seen a time and knows a time when medicine was used sparingly for short duration just to get somebody out of crisis. It was never meant to be a permanent thing. And she prescribes things that are more natural and they actually help. But, oh my gosh, that didn't fall under the standard of care and the way you're supposed to do it by entering it into the computer. So according to this, a doctor has lost her license, not because she harmed anybody, but because she refuses to use the computer the way she's supposed to, or at all. Folks, medicine is, at this point, I mean, it's beyond godless. I talked about removing spirit from healing, and you no longer have a healing system. You have a system of disease creation and disease management. And whether I would agree with everything this woman, Anna Konopka from Poland, originally 84 years old, as a physician would do, because her training is different than mine, but I respect what she does know and that she is helping people and she's doing so affordably. But what disqualifies her is not any of her capacity to function as a doctor, but simply her refusal to use a computer. How is that a qualification to be a doctor? Someone who you go to for help when you need them. So the medical board in New Hampshire, if I was Trump, I'd say you're fired, right? You're out of here. And I would argue that we would be much better off if we removed boards of medicine in terms of regulation over licensure, because the standard of care is so low, so disastrous, that it includes who cares how good or bad the doctor is, as long as they can enter digits on a computer, they're in. They're going to get to keep their license. They could have numerous complaints against them. They're still going to keep their license. But if little old lady, 84-year-old Dr. Konopka, can't use a computer, refuses to use a computer, that's grounds for termination. Your license is gone. Stop it. Licensure is not about protecting the public. It's about protecting the economic self-interest of a small monopolistic group, including the insurance agencies industry that works with the pharmaceutical industry, to mandate a stranglehold on the only form of medicine that is supposedly legal. That which is approved by the Fear of Death Administration, that is toxic, and there is no symptom and no disease that is indicative of its deficiency. Say it again, there is no such thing as an FDA-approved or unapproved drug deficiency disease. And I believe Dr. Konopka knows that. She should be out there helping people, with or without a license. Stop it with the license already. You're board certified, fine. But the licenses are protecting the bad doctors from the people they harm.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, a couple of weeks back, maybe a few weeks now, time's moving fast, I was invited to be part of the Doctors Who Rock event in Orlando, and Kelly Gallagher, as well as Tim Ray, United Intentions Foundation, as well as now Jam and Planet that they put together, we'll talk about. Put this on, just a great award ceremony, and just stunned with how well it went, considering how little time they had to put such a big event together. And I wanted to thank them both for all of their work and acknowledging those who are doing great work, but also just to make sure they're okay and alive, considering how much work it was to put on. Weeks later, are they still here? I was on Tim Ray's show yesterday in Atlanta, and I hadn't heard from Kelly, and I heard her laugh, so maybe she's all right. Kelly, how are you, my friend?
I just got my bandages off. No, I'm good. I'm good. It was an amazing event, an amazing party. You know, it's kind of like when you make a vision board and you have this dream, and when your dream actually comes true, it's just shocking. It was way better than the vision. So I was extremely happy about it and exhausted. And yeah, I didn't come crawling out of my hole till just recently.
Well, I think she's underestimating a little bit because she, I don't know if you knew, but she wrote a copyright of an event, 15 years ago? How long ago you wrote this?
Right. You know, I realized, Scott, I wrote a film called You Gotta Wanna, which was my survival story of, you know, love, sex, survival, and the ever elusive pursuit of health and happiness. It's, you know, it's my overcoming cancer story. And 75% of it I wrote with my writing partner, and it was based on truth and real life. And I was on tour in Europe and wrote the rest of it on a big rock tour with my ex-husband. And in the middle of the night, downloaded it and kind of made a happy ending because, you know, when you have cancer, you want to write a happy ending, right?
Sure.
So the script, you know, I brought it back from L.A. recently, and I flipped through it, and I realized that I had written this scene in the end of that movie. It was like, in the end, my big happy ending was like bringing all the doctors together and having this big party. And
it was like
I wrote a vision script instead of a vision board. And
wow.
It was, yeah, about it and about manifesting and the power of intention.
Yeah.
So it was one more thing, and, you know, we were kind of in tears right before the whole event because I had this huge epiphany of, like, oh, my gosh, this is actually a dream and a vision coming true. And my hat's off to Tim Ray for jumping off the cliff with me.
Yeah.
And then, whoa, how do we fly? All right. And, you know, we did it, and we're still doing it and getting ready to package this stuff up. We're watching what we did now, and it's, you know, like, I was like, wow, were we there?
We got to cut that out.
Listen, you know, you said good intentions, and here you find Tim Ray, United Intentions Foundation, and get together and help, you know, manifest so the impossible, some would say. And what you did in the time frame, I would say, yeah, that doesn't happen, knowing what goes into that. And so now you guys have come together and developed something called Jammin' Planet. And we've just added that into the show notes. Superbond's working on that, jamminplanet.com. But somebody's got to explain this to me because I'm coming up from behind on this. I want to know what this is all about.
Yeah, go ahead, Kelly. Tell me. This is like really Kelly's baby. She's been working for a long time. And now, I guess in the last 3-4 months, she introduced me to this concept, which I think is brilliant and is really going to be a paradigm-shifting company in the world here. But that's why I jumped in on that as well, really more so than just the doctors of rock. And it's just something I think, Kelly, you'd be best to kind of share this vision of what we're going to be doing.
Well, you know, Jammin' Planet, again, is another vision. It's about, you know, having a world that we can all live in and be happy and healthy. And I think it originally, you know, it's been sort of my baby in a small way over the years and, you know, wanting to create something better. And I think that what Tim and I are creating now is a new way of doing business. You know, it started as a B Corp, which is about people, planet, and profits and about, you know, not just the bottom line just isn't about, like, how many tickets did we sell. It was about, you know, how did we do it? Did we take care of people? What was the social impact of it? What was the environmental impact of it? You know, what was the political impact of it? It's just, you know, we have more to our business than just making money. And I think that was kind of evident in what we did with our first project. Doctors Who Rock was intended to be a healing event, and I think it did on a lot of levels for a lot of people.
And the mission, Scott, you're really looking at is shining light and bringing attention to paradigm shifters, thought leaders, people who are game changers in their industry who are either not getting noticed, or if they are getting noticed, it's usually a negative experience, right?
Right, right.
So we're shifting the energy and the focus onto making these people who are the true heroes, the unsung heroes out there in whatever industry, whatever they're doing, whether through events, documentaries, whatever the case may be, it's all going to be kind of coming together, and it's finally turning the upside down world right now, right side up, in her own little way, through a company called Jam and Planet, and focusing on really people who are on the collective conscious edge of the collective consciousness, who are moving us into a, like Kelly says, a healthier world. And I say also more more of
enlightened, vibrating,
enlightening in a vibrating higher vibrating world. Yeah, definitely.
So those that couldn't attend the Doctors Who Rock event, is that where they need to go, to jamandplanet.com, to see the event in the video? Because you had recorded all of the speeches, things that came through that were quite, a lot of it spontaneous. It was a lot of fun to watch.
We're in progress of that. Jam and Planet, you'll be able to get there through Jam and Planet, but right now it's at getyourlifebacknow.live, and we'll be, we're editing right now, so we don't have a release or a
it'll be a mid before Christmas.
But you know, if people go and sign up at Jam and Planet, or if you sign up at getyourlifebacknow.live, either place, if you sign up with us, we'll make sure that you know when and where it's going to replay and how to get it. It's a great Christmas present. You know, when I was watching it just to edit it, you know, all of a sudden I found myself stopping and calling my friend. I got a cure for your back. You know, my next friend, oh my God, your ears, your eyes. You know, it was remarkable how much great information was in the Get Your Life Back Now part of our program.
Oh, yeah. And,
awesome.
And the speeches from at the gala alone, I mean, not to mention the doctors of the 2 days of Get Your Life Back who are speaking to the audience, but the speeches, like your Scott, Robert Scott Bell, your speech was just so motivating. And Del Bigtree and Dr. Andy Wakefield and Dr. Cadden.
And having Ty Bollinger and Charlene there was just, for me, that was a kind of a dream come true, because I just met them and I was so honored to have all of you guys come. It was just
awesome.
That was
nice. And I met a lot of great folks, too. I mean, seeing your ex-husband up there talking about your story together. I mean, I kind of got the insight, some of the things I hadn't heard about from you even, which was funny, poignant, and made an impact. And then Michael Terrell, who you had up there with the Whole Tones. I had him on the radio last week. He's fantastic what he's doing. So you really brought some cool people together.
Our goal was for motivation, inspiration, and transformation, and that I think that it seemed as it approached, I thought, oh, Kelly, this is a stupid idea. I'm cheesy. Nobody's gonna like this, you know. And that night, it kind of happened, and it was.
It really was. It was
really great.
If you weren't there, I mean, you could definitely see it through the live streamer and see it through the packaging that we're putting together. But to be there really was a magical experience, especially something like this was never done before. I mean, you talk about the power hitters in integrative medicine and thought leaders into this movement are all in one place at one time.
And we got Joe Mercola to stay up past his bedtime.
Yeah.
Incredible. And Lee Cowden, I just thought it was so cool. L. McPherson just had this genuine affection for Lee, just loved him dearly for all that he had done for her and so many. And I think you had said she insisted that she wanted to introduce or present him his Doctors Who Rock Award. That was kind of cool, too.
It was beautiful. I mean, she called me up, and I was shocked. We ended up speaking, probably 5 or 6 times. Really beautiful person, and loves Lee Cowden. Yeah, I didn't give up giving my favorite doctor and my only doctor his award, but
Well,
to Al McPherson.
Hello. But, I thought the shining moment of the night was when Dr. Cadden was surrounded by all of his beloved other physicians, and just, mm-hmm. You feel the energy and the intention and the prayer going on at that moment. That was all impromptu. That just happened. And I thought that was just a magical moment.
Really? Yeah, it was profound. And I appreciate both of you so much for doing that. And I hope everybody will take advantage once it's available to watch or purchase, however you're going to get it to do so. In addition, to go back to jamandplanet.com as this thing transforms, I love the vision that you both are sharing with this. And Kelly, your story, again, is so profound over so many years, the things that you have done. So now moving forward, and we're in the holiday season, is there something we need to plant some more seeds for? Maybe people in my audience want to participate, plug in, and do some things with you.
Yeah,
absolutely. In fact, right now is a great thing about it is the affiliate program. If people want to get on board and share this, I think you're looking at half the funds, whatever you attract, you would keep in the affiliate program for people to get out and get this message
out.
Yeah,
people want to make money and make a difference at the same time. I think it's 40%. Don't get us in trouble. We want everybody, I want to read this to you because this is our mission statement. This is part of who Jam and Planet is, and we want people to join. And if this sounds like you, please sign up and join with us. And
think tank.
And it's a think tank. It's we are a small group of evolutionary, revolutionary thinkers and leaders, transformational warriors, paradigm shifters, change agents, artists, creators, dreamers and doers that have come together as a tribe to create, collaborate, and connect the galactic threads of the universe. Our combined backgrounds and life paths create a soul team with vision, passion, cause, and purpose. We envision a world of peace, love, balance, economic freedom, and communication, complete with detoxification, restoration, wellness, free energy technologies, and sustainable cities of the future.
That's not much to take on.
That's
not much at all.
That's what we want.
We got to come up with your nicknames, Kelly and Tim, for being the real life guardians of the galaxy.
Yeah, here you go.
I just call him the ray of light.
Nice. I like it. And so are there any events, being that you're up in Atlanta, that we should know about for our listeners in Atlanta that they could participate in physically there?
Well, I think a Christmas party at Ray's house.
Yeah. Okay. I know Mom will want to go to that, so you got her covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. She's getting an invite to that. That's on the 16th, and I'll send you one, too, just in name if you wanted to at least get an invitation.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but we have that. We're just getting right now focused on getting a really quality package out for everyone to enjoy for Christmas and for the New Year's, and I think that's really what's most important on our mind. We have so many other opportunities that are coming up that are four or five projects here in states, out of states, and it's just so many people now as we shift from this pretentious world that we were in to this more authentic world, and everyone feels this energy shift, and for the most part, if you're tuning into the motherfucking...
Yeah, authenticity, it's a key word here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Tim Ray, Kelly Gallagher have it coming out their pores. We love them and appreciate them so much. So, Tim, again, thanks for having me on. And that was a fun surprise having Mom on the show yesterday with you. And Kelly, I look forward to doing more with you, of course, anytime. You guys need something, just reach out to me. You have a home here at the Robert Scott Bell Show as well.
Yeah.
Everybody, check out JamminPlanet.com. It's linked up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If I ever go too fast on any topic, because Lord knows that would never happen, here I am talking so quickly, that's what the archives are for. And you can go back, you can rewind them, play wherever you want to. You can, right after the show's over at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com, they have it up faster than anybody. And if you're patient, you can find it at other places, too. Eventually, it's up on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. It's rebroadcast on UK Health Radio and also SoundCloud. And now, when we do this live video, it's a simulcast on YouTube. And you can always go to where you want to do on YouTube. And we have some good friends, loyal listeners that are out there adding comments while we're live and then adding some back story to certain links that we don't put in because we're doing a radio show. It just happens to be now a little bit on video, too. So I want to thank you all for being with us on the video side of things and helping us reach more people with this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And Super Don, amazing. Mm-hmm. We've got like a lot of mini Super Dons out there now that are kind of cloning themselves to do this.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we want everybody to listen to the show wherever it is you choose to listen to the show. But I got to tell you, the YouTube is the place to be if you're able to listen to it or you're available during the live broadcast. Mm-hmm. Because not only do you get what it is that we're saying on the air, but you're getting the bonus of what's happening on the breaks and the interaction in the community and all that kind of stuff. So come join the party.
Yeah, why not? Now, this week is an interesting week because we're heading to SOHO, or what used to be called SOHO, SENPA, and it's Natural Products Association Southeast Region, and it's a big event for the health food store industry. I'm going to be lecturing at an education track. CEUs as well, I think, are going to be available for that, for nutritionists and chiropractors, those that come as well. And I'll be on with Dr. Rob McCuskey, PhD, nanotechnology silver researcher, fantastic, brilliant guy, and we'll talk silver. I want to talk protocols as well. And then we're going to do some live broadcasting from the event. In fact, we'll have Stuart Tomp on as well from, Josh Hendricks might be there as well, our favorite farmer from Kentucky of hemp. And we'll be live from there. And let me see, what else might be going on over there? Oh, you know what Friday is? World...
The day after Thursday.
Oh, come on. World AIDS Fraud Day.
Oh, that's right.
We usually do an annual update. We've had some big ones with some really big names in this realm. And I've been talking with Peter Duesberg, Professor Duesberg, who I've had on the show many times. And he says he'll come on board for Friday. We're just kind of coordinating the time. And we may have some other stories to tell you about that. Folks, that's big, big news, because all the predictions about what AIDS was going to do to Africa, the exact opposite has happened. Population doubled and tripled. I mean, it's crazy how bad the predictions were, and there's a reason for it, and we'll get into that. But for now, potato chips. Why did I want to talk about potato chips in this segment? Four food groups growing up. Hot dogs, Coca-Cola, pizza, and potato chips for me, all right? But I never knew to use potato chips this way. Some guy... used a potato chip, what do you call the bags? Like the old bags that are cellophane kind of thing? Like crunchy?
Yeah. They're foil lined.
Foil lined. They weren't foil lined when we were younger. I guess they are now for freshness or whatever. But it turns out he got wind of this foil and he used it for nefarious purposes. Now, I don't think anybody was major league harmed, but maybe his employer was, because he apparently got 220 days off with pay and they didn't know he was off golfing. And it had to do with this potato chip bag. Super Don, how did he do it? What did he do?
Oh, well, I had no idea you could do this, but apparently they had this. What he would do is he would take his phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a phone, right? It's like,
I think it was like a GPS tracker.
GPS locator
kind of
tracker thing.
Because he's an electrician, so they got to know where he's going to be. Yeah.
So anyway, he would put this inside the chip bag and seal the bag. Right. And apparently the foil lining would block the GPS signal. So, apparently, I guess it would make it look like he hadn't moved or gone anywhere, when in reality, he was taken off and going golfing.
Yeah, they said at least 140 times in the past 2 years.
I can understand, not that I would condone being dishonest, but...
No,
You know, you want to go golfing, you know, like once or twice or something, try and, you know, cover your tracks so that you can do something, but 140 times...
Wow, and he used the chip bag to hide his location. He had this GPS put in there. It was left on his desk. Evidently, somebody finally found this by opening the chip bag. Because, you know, they thought, the guy liked potato chips, and he snacked a lot. But apparently, he found a way to use the chip bag in a different way. And perhaps that's even healthier, because at least you're not getting the EMFs from the GPS tracker, and maybe you're not eating a new bag every day. Maybe you use the same old bag.
Yeah, the problem is, I think now he's unemployed.
Oh, well, yeah, there is that. There is that. Folks, we're not condoning it, but it is a kind of an innovative, silly, funny story of what not to do. You want to go golf? Tell them you want to go golf, but don't put the thing in the cheap stitch. Anyway. All right, Ty Bollinger, maybe up after the break. Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true.
But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.